My life provides the world an opportunity to see the future in real time, to view the confidence of a winner in a beautiful package. My smile emulates the sun in ways that makes those around me feel the warmth of my love. Joy creates the type of breeze that brings new direction to those that doubt spring is coming. The cooling blue skies that exist in my world are truly infectious. I hate the thought of slumber because it denies me too many moments when I'm not impacting the world. The passion I have for life cannot be contained by the dark clouds of my personal doubts. I have mastered my own negativity in a way that reduces any reduction in my productivity. Now every day is the net profit of my existence. My ball of life bounces off the foundation of obstacles, which were overcome with a smile. I now see the roadblocks as the items that give my reason for living value. My self-worth is discovered in the way that I enjoy bringing happiness to others. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday, East Coast time, 3 p.m. West Coast time, Saturday at 8 p.m. East Coast time, and 5 p.m. West Coast time. This is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we participate in our world in a way that brings greatness to our existence. It is now time that we make sure that we no longer exist on the sideline, but are fully involved in the game that is going to determine our fate. I look forward to you calling in my show, 657-383-0309, so that your voice is heard without a filter.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I'm broadcasting from the Wells Built Museum at 511 West South Street, and we're having a concert at the corner at the Amway Arena, and it is a concert, and it's bringing out all the couples, and I'm sure a lot of the couples are starting to enjoy their upcoming Valentine's Day with a beautiful concert, and people are wearing some outstanding outfits as they take their stroll to the Amway Arena. So it just lets you know all we've done all week is some people purchase these tickets to share this evening with their significant and special other, and we just want to just continue our 14 days of talking about the importance of love, communication, and displaying unique and special treatment to the one you truly love. How are you doing this evening, Joy? Are you there, Joy? Dee, how are you doing this evening?
Thank you. I'm doing just fine, big guy. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. I'm spending the evening up here at the Wellsville Museum as we get in little parking cars this evening for a special
symphony they're having at the Amway Arena, and all the couples are coming out and strolling up the street as they get ready to go listen to an evening of music and entertainment. And, you know, we've talked about
it. I like it.
Yeah, you talked about it.
Oh, yeah, so you're on location, huh?
Yeah, I'm out on location. You know, every once in a while you need to get out the house and position yourself at another place, another venue, to get a different sense of what it is to be amongst of the people.
Fantastic, man. Appreciate your dedication, man, and you're still calling me into the show. That's a great thing, buddy.
Well, how was your day today, G?
Well, it's great, man. I tell you, since our conversation last night, I put into practice some of the things that you all were saying, some of the things that the ladies were saying. Didn't cost me a dime. All it took was a little creativity. And I'm out running the errand for my wife right now. But she can't wait till I get back home. That tell you anything?
That sounds great, boy. That makes it all worth the while is when you can get some good brownie points for doing whatever it is you need to do.
That's right, buddy. I got that old school's on standby.
Well, let me see now. Let me try to reach out to Joyce again. She's on the line, but I wasn't able to get her. Joyce, are you there? Well, I guess she's calling and she's just listening. Well, you know, I tell you what, D, I mean, you guys have really gotten me excited about what we've been doing these last 2 weeks. The Valentine's Day will be on Tuesday. And so it's just awesome that we have been able to carry on what the subject matter was and continue to just work and do what it takes to enlighten our audience and enlighten ourselves. You know, it is a lot that can be done on this particular day that shows people appreciation. And we need to do that as much as we can throughout the entire year to make people know that they're worthy of our attention. And we need to give our attention to those who have shown that they value us and value the things that we're doing.
Well, you know, James, I can't state enough how much I appreciate your show. I appreciate the panel that you have, the Fantastic Four. I have been searching long and hard for an adult type of talk show. The ladies, they are very mature in their questions and answers. And the way you could conduct your show, no one speaks out of turn. I kind of found myself kind of fancying the podcasting era, and there are a lot of shows out there that are just a bunch of trash. But as you notice, I call into your show on a regular, and I really look forward to it.
Well, you know, it is important for us to take advantage of this new technology that is out here. We need to take advantage of it in a way where we benefit ourselves, our families, and our communities, and our country. And we need to be, you know, we have to take responsibility for the things that we put out over the airwaves. You know, I don't want to put out anything over the airwaves that is detrimental to the existence of my country or my community or my friends. I want to do something that's beneficial to everybody, who inspires people to think, keeps people engaged, and let them know that we cannot sit by and be complacent. We have to be engaged in everything that makes sense in our world. You know, we have to be ready and prepared to do things on a personal level that are going to benefit ourselves. We have to do things on a political level that's going to benefit ourselves. And we can't sit back and relax. You know, I'm every day, 24/7, I am trying to understand what's going on in my society so that I can have the proper response to what's happening. You know, I can't sit back and fat cat it and just think about myself. I have to think about my world and my reason for being and my existence. And it's so important that we be ready to talk about the things that impact our world and going to impact our lives on a personal basis. Because the happier we make ourselves, the more enjoyable life is going to be in the long run.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I tell you, you know, we have covered a lot of subjects in the short time that I've been with you. And, you know, one thing about being privileged enough to live through life to where you can reach a ripe age of 60, 70, and 80 is because you have an opportunity to see things roll around again. And my point is that, you know, the subjects that we touched upon earlier in the past couple of months, one of which is that we talked about what would you do when your number is called? Will you be ready? And we also talked about our expectancies in life. How do we handle the disappointments when our things that we thought that we was called to do don't actually come to a perversion? And so one of which is like, you know, you was a professional ball player, but it was short-lived due to injury. Well, your number has been called again to where you can make a difference in society. And I want to always commend you for stepping up to the plate. You know, a lot of us, we want to do something, but when it comes down to actually stepping out, we get kind of cold feet. When I first came onto your show, I made a point to say that, you know, I'm not a professional speaker. I've never been a member of Toastmaster or anything like that. But I feel that I have something to say. So, you know, you all have been patient with me, and, you know, I go back every show and listen back to the show, and I try to critique myself to where the next time I get on the show, I try not to ramble as much and try to get to the point. But, you know, so I appreciate the format, appreciate your format, and I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me make sure I make this correction. I got injured my freshman year in college, and what I was sharing with you was I had never sustained an injury the whole time I had ever played football. And I went to college with a belief that if I continued to get better, that I might have a chance at going to the pros. But my luck was that I tore some ligaments my freshman year in college. And my desire and love was not only to play football, but I intended to play basketball as well, because I was a two sports letterman when I was in high school. So I wanted to continue to play both sports, but because of that knee injury, they reduced my ability to jump, and so I was never able to play basketball at the same level or better after that time. But you're so right in that we have to make adjustments when one avenue is shut down. We have to be prepared to make adjustments so that there are always something that we can be committed to doing and dedicated to doing in order to move to the next level. There's always something calling us to make life different and better in our community. Joyce, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Joyce. I want to tell you, I missed talking with you yesterday. It seemed to be you had to leave us kind of early, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you. So welcome this evening to the show. I was sharing with Dee that I'm on location at the Wellsville Museum, and they're having a huge concert, orchestra concert at the Amway Arena. And the street is filled with couples. So I'm sure a lot of these couples are enjoying their early Thanksgiving gift as they walk toward the Amway Arena to enjoy this this concert. So, Joyce, yesterday we were talking about ideas that people had, and we didn't get a chance to talk to you or get your side of what you might feel were some great ideas for couples to engage in during this Valentine's season to show their appreciation to each other. Do you have any ideas that you'd like to share with the audience? Are you there with us, Joyce?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yes. Go ahead.
I prefer not to because my husband is in the other room, and I'm sure he'll be hearing what my ideas are if I share them at this time, so I would rather wait until Tuesday. That's our anniversary, by the way, so I would prefer to let you know what happens after that time frame.
Okay, we don't want you to spill the beans. And that is good. And that well, I'm going to take a short break, and we'll come right back and continue our efforts to talk about the kind of things that are important as we move forward to enjoy this upcoming holiday.
Come to me, let me put my
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, it's so important for us to realize what it is we want out of life and what it is that we need to put into our living so that we can enhance our lives and the lives of those around us. And Valentine is that opportunity to really focus on that person that you are the closest to, that person that has shown you the most interest throughout this year, the person who is there through with you through thick and thin, the person who needs to know that they have value in your life. And so Valentine's is not just an opportunity to cuddle up, but it's an opportunity to make sure that you make a statement that lets that person know that the rest of the 365 four days, they're just as important as they are on Valentine's Day. And we have to work together to encourage each other to make sure that we do that in our home place. You know, this radio show is here for us to make a statement to the world around us that we want to come together and huddle up and make decisions about what is in the best interest of our own individual lives, what's in the best interest of our communities and our neighbors, what's in the best interest of our cities, and what's in the best interest of our state and our country. And we can only do that when we're willing to listen and talk to each other, find out what's going on in different areas of the country, and try to galvanize ourselves in a way that we make the whole world a better place. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is a show that wants to help everybody move their lives forward and to a different level. And we have to be prepared to talk on our show to make sure that people understand that we want to make a difference. And I am so proud of those who call into the show and make sure they commit themselves to sharing their opinion. Like Dee said, you know, your opinion is going to be respected, and we respect other people's opinions as well. And we let your conversation and your thoughts come on the show and be unfiltered. We're not trying to push anybody in a certain direction. And so I have so much enjoyed the show and what we bring to the table and what others bring to the table, just like Joyce. So, Joyce, I just want to tell you I really appreciate you calling in on a regular basis and being able and committed to sharing your thoughts with our, not only those who call in, but with our guests as well. And it's just important to know that we are ready and prepared to be a force and a movement across our country. You know, I've been missing Audrey. Now, how do we get Audrey back online? Because I've been missing her a little bit. Does she talk to you on a regular basis?
Audrey, I'll be touching bases with her. You talking about my friend from Mississippi in California?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I haven't spoken in 3 or 4 days.
I know. I'll touch bases with her, make sure that she's on board next week, though, for sure.
Okay, let her know we miss her, you know, because we always appreciate what she brings to the table.
I know. I think she has a couple of doctor's appointments. She indicated last time that she was dealing with some medical issues. But I will definitely touch bases with her this weekend and make sure that everything is okay for her next week.
I think we got a latecomer coming on. You know, some people aren't mindful of time. Is that Audrey who was coming on kind of late with us today?
No, it's not. It's Audre. And I know you're happy to have me. Yes, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Excuse me, Audre. Welcome, even though you're a little tardy. I hope that you recognize that, you know, on Valentine's Day, you can't be tardy. It's important to be on time.
Okay, I think today is February the 11th. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I understand all the clocks in And where was that you went to school at? All the clocks didn't maybe not work well, and y'all didn't get that lesson about being on time. I forget that small school you went.
Come in. Yes, I'm glad to be a part of the show tonight. Thank you.
You know, you mean I can't go too into an argument today?
Well,
I appreciate that. No problem. Well, Audrey, let me just ask you, what is it that you think that we can do as a nation? You know, we've been a little misguided, and people like Canada are showing the world a lot of love by offering their immigrants, offering Syrian immigrants an opportunity to come to Canada. How do we make sure that the world know that we are the kind of people that want to be a positive force in the world?
We continue to show love and take the high roads and be positive. You know, sometimes we get distracted by the noise, if you would, but our actions can always speak louder than words. And whenever we're coming into contact with people that we may be able to influence and surely demonstrate that we love people for who they are, that will go a long way. And our actions, just to answer your question, will be the way to go.
And
you
also
know,
to
so
that,
amazing.
James, I think the
okay.
demonstration that is being shown out in from the public is also showing where America lies, too, as far as what we believe in and what we feel is right and what is wrong. It's all this demonstration throughout, you know, it's showing that, you know, America does have heart. American is still the American that everybody is welcome to and the whole bit. So I think it's been shown in more ways than we really, you know, it's really amazing because this has been so ongoing. Every day there's something that's out there that's showing what we believe in and how people feel, at least the majority of the people out through their actions. As they're protesting and they're doing it in a positive way, but it is really something that this has been ongoing for so long.
I see that we have Miss Regina on. Miss Regina, are the clocks working in South Carolina?
Are the what working?
The clocks. I noticed you were a little tardy.
Okay.
See now, you don't know if I got a boo thing or not. You know, it is Valentine weekend.
Oh, she came up.
Well, that was what you were telling us Thursday and Friday, so things have changed.
But didn't I tell you it wasn't as bad as it seems?
Oh, you guys are killing me.
I went over to the facility to visit with my dad. Remember the one who used to always give us Valentine's? So
right.
He's in a facility now, a senior assisted facility. So we went over there to visit with him.
Well, I understand. You know, I need someone who's on my team, because you know, my well is a little dry, so I'm not sure that I'll be doing anything but being on the radio on Valentine's, because it things look a little dreary over here on in Orlando.
So you trying to say misery loves company?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Hey James, I will not let you down. I'll be right there with you too. Yes, I will be there with you.
Now there were sometimes that I was glad that my pocket would not go down, but this is not one of those times. So I'm feeling like you know, I'd rather my pocket go down than to be without a hello or something. So maybe somebody on Facebook can tell me Happy Valentine's Day.
2700 Seminole Road. That's my job address. Anybody want to send me something, send it there.
Oh.
8 or 9 o'clock again.
Well, Audrey, what you explaining about our world and our country, you're so right. And what Joyce shared was true too. I really appreciate the fact that we are battling back against those who want to close our country off without any real reason. You know, we are supposed to be a country of love and compassion, and seemingly there's some people who want to take us in a different direction. And certainly that's what I thought the Statue of Liberty was supposed to be all about. Dee, isn't that what the Statue of Liberty is supposed to represent?
Three branches of government.
Yes, most certainly. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn.
No, go right ahead, Dee.
Okay. I just want to reiterate the fact that, it's a beautiful thing when amidst the adversity that we seem to be going through politically as a country, the people of this country are the ones that's going to hold it in place until state administration whatever is going to happen, impeachment or whatever is going to happen, until we come back to our senses. I've been noticing that our white brothers and sisters, they're right there on the wing, and they are looking and ready to join the ranks of reconciliation. We want to reconcile that we are one people, and we are one nation, and we stand together. Even the ones that actually voted for this administration, you know, things are not coming to manifesting in the way that they thought it was going to happen. So they're looking to be accepted back into the ranks of humanity and goodness and goodwill. And you know, we as a people of color, we are always a forgiving race. And I think that's by God's plan. You know, somebody got to step up and take the high road, and we are usually the one to always forgive the wrong that's been done to humanity. And so somebody got to take the high road, and I'm kind of glad that we are the ones that God has shown favor upon to be the ones to do that.
And Dee, I want to go on and say that there are times when people break laws, but they break them for the right reason. Recently, they had this Hispanic female who came to America when she was a teenager, and she has had two children, and she needed to work, so she submitted a false Social Security card. Now, that means that she can't get none of her money back. She can't submit a tax return because her name, you know, it will be found out. So she works and pays taxes but cannot get any of her money back. But now she's been deported. Now, how is it in the best interest of this family that this mother be deported and her two children who were born here in the United States don't get to stay? I just find it ridiculous that we have a president and we have people out there breaking up families instead of finding a better solution.
Well, you know, there's a lesson to be learned in that. And one of the jobs that I partake in as a younger man was I went to cosmetology school. And our instructor used to always say, rules can be bent, but laws can't be broken.
Mm-hmm.
You can bend the rules. You can bend the rules a little bit, but if you ever step out of that realm and break the law, then there's usually no comeback from that. So you know, my heart. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And she broke the law. She didn't bend it, but she broke it. She used a false, a dead person's ID, and plus she did something. She used someone else's social security number. So she definitely broke the law. And she hadn't been working all this, but she just been reporting every year to reporting in every year under the Obama's rule. But when Trump came, he didn't honor that. You know, his thing was, you broke the law, you got to go back.
That's true. And so that's something that can be learned. Our younger people can learn from that. You may be able to bend the rules a little bit, but don't dare break the law, because you know there's no comeback from that. That's right.
But I think this lady, just what Joyce said was what I heard. She was not trying to be defiant. She was not trying to hide totally from them. Once she was discovered, she met the rules that they had suggested for her to do under Obama. And now you have this man who, again, who is just been indeterminate to lay down a different set of rules and laws. And seemingly to me, it is in nobody's best interest to be breaking up families and sending whole families back. You know, when he talked about people breaking laws, we were talking about stealing, murdering, raping, just using, trying to make a living was not one of the laws that seemingly was on his list. And so I just think this was a mistake, and that hopefully it'll be rectified, but I think it was a mistake.
Well, she cannot come back in the United States for 10 years, but, you know, here in Arizona, and that's where this has taken place, there's so much of that is going on, and that was a bold message to stop a lot of this trafficking coming over illegal from over on the other side, because you have no idea unless you live here. You know, I don't live at the end of the border where there are a lot of people who really hurt from this as far as what is going on. But I kind of feel sorry for her, but in a way, you know, when you break the law, I don't care how I look at it, you know, that's why we have rules, that's why we have laws, that's why we got regulation. If you be so lenient, if that message is not sent bold and strong, you know, and she's going to have visitations to come over. They're working on that now. But it's a thing to show and to send a message about, if you break the law, and you better think twice when you come up in the United States, because under Trump, it's a whole new ballgame. He's not going to be as lenient as Obama.
Yeah.
And this is a display of love as well. I think when we're talking about love this month, we're talking about what is the humane way to treat these people. And though it'll be okay, I guess one good step to let her come back to visit, I just think it's terrible to split this family up in this fashion.
James, our laws are pretty lenient compared to if you go over in a foreign country and break a law. It's really bad. Sean Penn was in this movie about he broke the law with drugs or something, and he had to. It was about him being in prison and the filth and what he had to go through. I don't know the name of that movie, but that opened your eyes to how other countries will treat you if you ever broke the law, if you go into a foreign country. You know, there's no way. It's really cruel and inhumane.
Regina, what is your thoughts? You have a large Hispanic population in South Carolina. Would you be amenable to breaking up families and sending mothers or fathers back to their homeland and the children have to remain here in America?
Well, one thing I've learned since going and working where I work, and I think we have, I think I said it before, like 17 different countries represented and 26 different languages within my school. But what I have learned is that they have more of a community than we have. And many times, if something goes wrong within one nuclear family, then you have others who are there to pick up the slack. Now, what I've also heard about this case is that they told this lady that she would eventually have to return to her country. And from what I understand, it could be that this was not true what I heard, but that her number came up, and it's sort of ironic that it came up at this time. But she knew that her number would come up. They told her this a while ago. So it came up, and so it was time for, you know, it was her time to leave. Think of it. You know, I can't say that I'm totally against it, because as you all have said, rules cannot be broken. I can guarantee you, if we were in another country and we broke rules, it would be so hard for the United States to come over there and help us. Because a lot of countries' rules and regulations are so stringent. So I can't say that it's totally wrong. Yes, it's unfortunate that a family has been broken, but when you took the risk to come over, you knew what the risks were. You knew that you were wrong. That's why you didn't go and get a legal Social Security number. So it just so happens that you took the risk and you lost.
I just feel like there should have been some other way to handle this situation. There may have been a way to maybe even fine or penalize them tax-wise, but seemingly the fact that she has two children now who are Americans should give some leeway in allowing her to stay. And I just feel that we have to find some compassion for those who find themselves in some really, those people aren't coming here because everything is sugar and spice and everything nice in their own countries. They're coming here as a result of the fact that there's some horrific things going on in their country, and they're looking for some relief. And so we need to be prepared to understand that we are the path to relief, and these people are looking to have a better life for themselves.
But the deal is that they need to do it the right way. That's why we have the rules and regulations for them to do it, and they're welcome, but they have to do it the right way. But as far as because they have kids, when I was volunteering with Arrowhead with the hospital on the weekend, I mean, before some of those laws came, they was coming every weekend from over the border from Mexico to the emergency room to have babies. To be once they have the baby here in the United States, because when they go to emergency, that's $300 when you walk in the door, and once they in the hospital, it's by law they have to give them the care. But when you go into the emergency, what they're gonna do to you, they're gonna pack you up, and the first thing they're gonna tell you to see your doctor the first chance you get. But when they, when other people from over there was coming and they would be pregnant, and I mean, they was walking through the door like every weekend. It would be so many of them. And then all of a sudden, now with the stringence of the rules and the regulation, you barely see pregnant women come over from the United States, get that free care, because you can't get that free care now with that Obamacare. It stopped a lot of that. But a lot of people, they was against Obamacare. But they didn't realize that that helped a lot of that trafficking, and it saved taxpayer a lot of money, particularly in the emergency room. But on television, on national news today, and I think you expounded on that, what is going on, you got all those people who voted for Trump, want to get rid of Obamacare. You should see them now. They are protesting with their senators, saying that they cannot appeal ACA. But what they didn't realize, that the Affordable Care Act was Obamacare. Now they having all these signs, you know, uphold the ACA, you know what I mean? But they didn't realize that ACA was Obamacare. So now they want Obamacare, and the main one in a lot of my older senior white seniors, and they are hurting. You know, you should see some of these stories on national news. I think it's CNN. It's not CBS or whatever. It's CNN, where you see news all day. It's unreal about now you got them protesting with the senators. A lot of things are changing.
Andre, what are your thoughts in terms of how should we show more empathy toward these individuals, or should we just be stringent on what the law says?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I have to get a little more information about it, but I do know that while people may be protesting now and just seem like they're in a disarray, I'll be interested to see, because Dee said it right. So many times we're the forgiving race, and we forgive easily, let me just say. But I'll be interested in mid-year elections if people really go out and vote and let their voices be heard. It'll be a telltale sign. But I don't know. I still want to spend the last couple of days talking about relationships and love and all and let the politics fall behind it. So I'll just decline from a response at this
point. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll come back and see if we can reestablish that for you, Andre.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. Life.
Sister James T. DeShays, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, I'm going to have to tell Kathy, she wasn't on today, but we had Miss Audre putting me in check, even though I'm very close to the last few days. I guess I was sent a message. And so I'm going to try to get us back on track. You know, you hear that song talking about killing me softly with his word. You know, and you think back about how meaningful love truly is and how deep love goes. And, you know, when we look back over the years, and you have to be really careful about how you deal with love and how you treat people who love you, because there are some people who cannot handle being mistreated when they're in love. And when you're loving someone to the depth that this song is talking about, you know, you have to be mindful of the explosion that can take place when two people are in love and they love deep and hard. And so we have to really honor what love truly is. What are your thoughts about learning to appreciate and honor what love truly is?
Well, James, you know, in our 14 days of telling this subject, you had to bring that up, especially when it comes down to the mishandling or the mismanaging love and falsely telling someone that you love them just to try to attain the sensation or whatever, the physical encounter that you're trying to achieve. You know, love has, telling someone that you love them has been misused a lot, and it can be deadly, you know, to play with someone's feelings. A lot of people haven't had the opportunity to be loved, not even by their parents. So when they find a significant person and that person misuses the term love and portray a falsehood in the way of love, it can be detriment when the person that's in control of that relationship decides to go in another direction. So, you know, in my youth, we spoke upon this before. Men have a tendency to always want to be the heartbreaker, but when they get their heart broken, it's a whole nother story. So, it's important to be sincere when you want to engage with another person, especially when feelings are involved.
I'm going to go to Audre. Audre, it is so important that people don't have a good understanding of what God has given them in the area of love, and know that, you know, this is a powerful thing. Intimacy is very powerful, and it goes to the depths of our inner being when we feel committed to those intimate feelings, and people need to respect that, don't they?
Absolutely, and it is, it's part of our learning. We have to be taught love and what to expect from love, and I guess the best role model is what we see in our parents, and, you know, actions always speak louder than words, but we have a responsibility and opportunity at the same time to help our young people to really understand what love is. Again, the bottom and most basic fundamental part of love is making sure that we respect each other and of ourselves. And we have an opportunity for us to mentor and, you know, help our young males as well as our females coming up to, again, understand what true appreciation of love is, the impact that it have on others, and it's not something that you take lightly. you know, this image of being players and all that kind of stuff. That's not who we are and what we're about, but we have to teach that, and we have to reinforce the right behaviors in which we want to see acted upon.
And Joyce, is there a reason why men tend to want to get violent when they get their feelings hurt, but yet they're so ready and able to hurt other people's feelings? Is it something we're doing as a society that creates this thought process in men that somehow they can take people's feelings lightly, but they want their feelings to be respected so much? Is that a societal problem that we're teaching these men and women the wrong way?
Well, I'm not for sure whether or not it's a society problem or less. I think it's like what Andre may have said, is training, and is what is being taught and what is being observed. You know, movies, television, they tell a story. So a lot of people get their learning and what they know and their knowledge and how to address people, deal with people, associate, communicate. They get all of that from television. So we have to do a better job as to what we're presenting on television to our young people and how to live amongst one another with love, how to communicate with one another. And I think that has a lot to do with what we see, what we hear. You learn by observation. You learn by looking. You learn by hearing. So that's a part of teaching, too. But I think, yeah, society play a main role on it when what is being sponsored and what is being viewed on television, what you hear in songs, what you hear over the radio, all of that has a major part, not also including what happens inside the home, too, which is key. So everything is a component of it. But it's just, like Andre said, it's a matter of teaching, you know, kids grow up to be adults. And if you're not taught anything when you're at a small level, how can you do or be different or know better when you grow older? You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, you know, it's important that we realize that we are raising children into adulthood, and that in order to avoid some of these issues that we seem to be having in adults, that we have to do a better job of illustrating what these connections mean and how they should be honored, and that individuals' personal rights do come into play. When the 10 years I spent in the jail, too many of the young men wanted to believe that women were property, and that they, once they said yes to the relationship, that somehow these women became their property, and that they had to follow their rules. It didn't fare right with the way society believes is the truth. I mean, the fact is that women, over the years, we've gone away from men somehow holding absolute power over women and these connections, and we have to make sure that young people respect that, because if they don't, then there'll be a price to pay. Regina?
Yes.
What is your thoughts? And you know, you being an educator, how do we go about educating our kids and understand the responsibility of getting involved in a connection that might create a love connection?
Well, I can say from, well, actually, no, I can give it from an elementary school level also, but I think I had more of an opportunity when I was working at the middle school to redirect undesirable behaviors when I saw them occur. And that was at the middle school level. And I promise you, I actually encountered domestic violence to the point where the parents had to be called in and the young lady had to be counseled as a domestic violence victim. And it was simply because her boyfriend would hit her. He'd go to her home and hit her. If she said she was going to leave him, he'd hit her, and she would accept what was happening. And we had to call the parents in, and we had to call in domestic violence counselors. Now, on the elementary level, when we see a little boy hit a little girl or a little girl hit a little boy, we have the opportunity to stop it right then. Because, of course, they may think that that's the proper way to get someone's attention, and then they get upset when the little boy gives his attention to somebody else or the little girl gives her attention to somebody else. But as someone has already said, these are learned behaviors. And we can do as much as we can do at the school level, definitely return back into the environment where they see these behaviors being exhibited. So we can do as much as we can, but some education has to occur out in the community about that type of undesirable behavior.
And you're so right, you know. And we, you know, when you see parents not doing what they need to do to govern their children, they end up locked up, and then everybody's mad and upset and blaming it on the laws. But we have to learn to intervene at all different levels to show people how to cultivate meaningful connections and meaningful relationships. I know in my past, I've listened to a lot of different shows, and, you know, this violence and inappropriate behavior related to love and intimacy runs rampant, not only in our secular society, it also runs rampant in our Christian society. Amongst believers, there are people who are just not behaving in the way they should. Audrey, what are your thoughts about how the mistreatment and misuse of this gift that God has given us runs rampant through our society in many, many different places?
Yeah, it has to be addressed, and that's exactly what Regina was sharing, that at her location they took those action, and I commend them for that. And whether it's in the churches or whether it's in our communities, whether it's in our school, wherever it is, we have to, again, stand up and know that it's not going to be tolerated. When we're talking about we want expressions of love and true love, when we see those behaviors that's not acceptable occurring, we cannot be silent. We have to stand up and take action on that.
Yeah, we can't. You know, it is just unacceptable to allow anybody to be mistreated on a long-term basis without somebody intervening because it's going to be – it's not going to get better. And we certainly heard all kind of different stories about how love has become tragic as a result of people being mishandled and mistreated. And I know on a personal level, you know, I'm one of those people who believe that a love is between two people. But once one person has decided that they're going in a different direction, the other person just has to be accepting of that, because you cannot dictate to someone, you know, where their life is going to be or how they're going to be committed. Love has to be given freely and without being anyone imposing their will on another. G?
Yeah, sir. Your last statement puts me into mind that the expectancy of people being in a stable state of mind, whether that be mentally or emotionally or socially. And that's not always the case. Those attributes that I just spoke of, those are pretty much learned behaviors on how to be accepting in those areas. But I want to go back real quick and touch upon how we have come to the realization that something has gone wrong in our society. And this has been my platform from the very beginning. Speaking of which, the music, television, and the lack of concern when the media or the producers of these said entities go ahead and promote these things and not thinking that it's going to cause any detriment, and it has. For the past 30 years, if not 35 years, but I know for the past 30 years, the people that seem to be numb to the sensitivity of others and the inconsideration and the consideration of others. In fact, they're inconsiderate. I remember when I first moved in the area where I am, I mentioned to my wife that the people in this community were not very compassionate. And she mentioned to me that, they feel that being compassionate is a sign of weakness. So, that culture to where you got to go hard, you got to appear hard, and if you don't appear hard, then they use the term you gay real readily, as that's supposed to be something where, I'm a photographer also. And so I've done weddings where the men just won't smile. If they appear to be smiling in their wedding pictures, they don't want to appear to be weak. So we have to re-educate what love is for a fundamental. The current administration says there won't be any tolerance for despicable behavior when it comes down to being mean to others, violence, speaking about Chicago and all that. If that's the case, then that may be a welcome sight for somebody to be in a position to have a say-so when it comes down to the tolerance of poor behavior. So it's yet to be seen, and I'm all ears and I'm all eyes. I like to see things make a quick turnaround in my lifetime, so that's where I stand on that.
And I think you're so right that we, as a nation, it has to filter down to the top, from the top. And I think for a while, the 8 years that Barack Obama was in office showed a beautiful love for a wife, for family, even for extended family. The fact that his mother-in-law was involved, I thought it was a tremendous display for 8 years of what America should be trying to emulate. And it was so uplifting, the kind of family he had, the relationship between him and his daughters, how much genuinely love was displayed. And I have to tell you, it is a tremendous contrast between that, the first family that has left, and the first family that is there now. And I don't think that's the message is being sent. Joyce, what do you think? I know you have some thoughts about the contrast.
Well, I know Andre is going to put us back on the love train and the love boat, so I'm not going to go there with the politic portion of it. But I think what we need to do is start teaching love more for bonding, communicating at a kindergarten level. we should have a class for that. You know what I mean? In elementary, it should be elementary, high school. It should be a course for that. A course how to interact with one another in a loving fashion. That should be a course because a lot of people don't know how to do it, and it's not taught. It's not taught in the home. It's not taught amongst out in the street. So they don't get it. So in order for us to get it and everyone to be on the same page, I think that needs to be a course just for that. Understanding course. So that's a way of bringing everyone together with love. You have to teach it, you know. You can't learn nothing that you're not getting at home, too. You see what I'm saying? So if you're not getting at home, you're not getting at school, you're not getting at the church. So we got to reaffirm and rethink how we're going to make things happen and make a big drastic change. So I think a good way to do that is to incorporate it in our learning process on an educational level.
James, let me touch on that real quick. There used to be a course when I was in junior high school back in 1972. And the course was, and Regina, please enlighten me if such still exists. The course was social science, not social studies, but it was social science. And the curriculum was the education on how to interact with people. As you know, and social studies primarily is the study of other cultures. But this social science was how to interact with other people, the do's and the don'ts, the good behaviors and the bad behaviors. And Regina, does anything like that still exist?
It does not exist in my state, but what you're touching on is what Mr. James Deshay always speaks of, and that's having a course in humanity. And teaching humanity how to treat humans. And I've told him, and I'm trying to convince him to start writing that course because that's what you're talking about. Social, human, you know, it's all in the same realm. And then, no, we don't have it. Maybe that's why we have so many issues.
All right, guys, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and give everybody an opportunity to have their final word.
Lord, be we just inseparable.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, here at the Wells Built Museum on 511 West South Street in Orlando, Florida. We want to encourage all of those of you who are listening to, when you make it to Orlando, if you are living in Orlando, to come down to the Wells Built Museum at your leisure. Make sure that you make it a part of your plans when you do visit the Orlando area. Again, that's 511 West South Street. The number is 407-245-7535. And we want you to know that you're welcome here to review the history of African Americans in the Orlando area. We're going to go on and have our final word. We have about 10 minutes left. And so we're going to start off with Audrey. Ms. Audrey, what is your final word for today?
Let's encourage love, let's be mentors, and let's make sure that we continue to look towards the future of just love prevailing over hate and ugliness.
All right. All right. Dee, what is your final word for today?
Well, I just like what Ms. Audrey just said, and, you know, we're taking it day by day. I think that we have an awesome opportunity, even though it may be a little slower than the national curriculum of humanities being a required course in school. And I know it used to be, it may still be, but we need to do our part and try to do the best we can to save our country and our society.
You know, it is so important for us to recognize that we display the kind of love that we want to radiate from us as individuals, to radiate from us as couples, to radiate from us as families, to radiate through us as neighbors, to radiate through us as communities, as cities, as states. And as a country, we want to display love in every format that we can in order to have a better world. You know, we just don't understand that we are in a place where if we don't get a hold of the hatred that exists in our world, that we now have the tools to destroy ourselves. And if we don't behave better, we're going to continue to go in that direction. Joyce, what are your final words for today?
Let us take every opportunity that we can to demonstrate love and to teach it in every way that we can. And the main way to do that is by taking the high road and not the low road.
You are so right. It is important that we recognize that we just take a step back and de-escalate any hatred or anger we may have, and try to make sure we elevate ourselves and those around us to appreciate love of humanity and of life. Regina, your final word for today?
Let's just continue to love. Let's continue to speak as we do on this platform, to not only become consciously aware ourselves, but to help make others consciously conscious of the things that are going on and bring awareness to the forefront. That's the only way we're going to make any changes, is when people really start thinking about what it is that they're doing or what it is that they are not doing.
Yeah, and it is important, and I want to go on record that I really believe that we need to be teaching love of humanity in every level of schools that we can, We need to get away from this senseless violence that people inflict on one another. And then we just got to show love for self, love for our sisters and brothers, regardless of their race or their color or their religion. We need to just show more compassion. And though we can argue and disagree with each other, nothing should ever reduce us to the point that we want to inflict pain on each other in a physical or mental environment. I just want to thank all of you for calling in today. Know that we'll be back on the air tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Looking forward to continuing our conversation related to love. We are now down to 3 days, and we will work it out where I stay on the right side of the discussion or topic, because Audrey and Cassie want all of their days. They don't care how many we got left. They want every one of them. So I'm going to try to make sure I heed to their wishes. Okay, Audrey? Audrey?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, again, I'm at the Wellsville Museum at 511 West South Street. We're getting ready to shut down the radio show, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I want you to go to my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's JamestDeshay.com. I also want you to write me at djames82. Let me know what kind of topics you'd like to discuss and what you would like us to focus on in regards to whatever you might be doing in your community. We want to be able to talk about things no matter where you are and let your voice be heard loud and clear. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
And made each one come true. Something no one else had ever found a way to do. I've kept the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again. I know I'll never love this way again.